So now we have understood how the inbound things happen, okay, in fulfillment centers. When it comes to fulfillment centers, how we do a packing, and the delivery done, okay. So here we have to understand there are different types of e-commerce fulfillment model, okay. So like as I said, every e-commerce business has to make one crucial decisions that whether to outsource order fulfillment to the external provider or manage it themselves, okay. So as you can see, I'll just give you example. Nowadays, if you have seen that there are many multiple new entrepreneurs, like I said, new entrepreneurs, new startups, as you have seen in many startup shows also, they come with the very namkeen products, they come with the cosmetic products, some jewelry products, okay. So you have seen most of the times LinkedIn stories also, as a founder, they are more mainly involved in the packaging. They are doing their packaging themselves, So of course, everyone like this story, right? But just imagine, I mean, this is just as a human limitations, I can do, or else we can do the things up to certain volume, right? Okay, like let's say if I'm getting my business, of 50 order per day, 30 order per day, that I can easily manage, right? But what will happen if your product liked so much all around the system, all around the society, and if you get 1,000 orders per day, do you think that will you guys be able, or any entrepreneur will able? I mean, almost 80% energy will go into the logistic executions only. He or she can't put focus on the real product. Okay, so that's the thing that where it comes the different types of e-commerce fulfillment models that we're going to see. Okay, so that's the thing, and e-commerce model, different models is required as per the business needs. Okay. So yeah, there are the types of e-commerce fulfillment models. One is self-fulfillment model. The another is 3PL fulfillment model. Third is drop shipping fulfillment model. Fourth is the hybrid fulfillment model. Fifth is the last mile fulfillment. And sixth will study the fulfillment by Amazon. Okay. So first we'll understand what is self-fulfillment model. Okay. So in the self-fulfillment approach, the company themselves take care of all the fulfillment activities of their own, including storage, inventory, management, packaging, shipping, and return. Okay. The online business own the entire fulfillment process. This implies that company can have a small storage facility where they can perform all the e-commerce fulfillment tasks themselves. Okay. So some small companies, like as I said, they of course they have some financial liabilities, so they prefer, okay, rather than giving to any 3PL partners, we can do our in-house things. So that's how the self-fulfillment model works. Okay, of course this model has some do's and don'ts. Okay, so the thing is, this model have some home-made business, particularly they are doing, like as I said, at certain volume we can do we can do deliver our own. But what happened when the volume goes beyond our physical limitation, right? So there comes the 3PL fulfillment model, and this is the major element. I mean, you also have to focus on this 3PL fulfillment model, because this is the fulfillment model. Because of this, the e-commerce industry has rised. Okay, I mean, just imagine, can you imagine, like the online platform like Amazon, Flipkart, if they have 100 different products on their websites, on the 100 different original manufacturer, they are doing packing and they are managing the logistics. Do you think that we can achieve the deliveries within a day, or same day or next day? No, right? So that's how the 3PL fulfillment model matters a lot in any e-commerce business. Okay. So yes, 3PL third logistics partners are the backbone of the e-commerce, as I said. And it is now involved for the other business sectors also. This model preferably helps the core business model of e-business, which normally gets order on a single item basis from various geographic location, and the orders are frequent customers and experience what. Like as I said, this is the where e-commerce business cannot make profit if they do not have the efficient fulfillment model. The 3PL companies perfectly fill the gap for the business. Okay, so 3PL fulfillment business, what they do? Okay, so 3PL logistic partner, they says you just produce, you just focus on your product, rest all, I mean, collecting shipments in a bulk from your place, from the inventory, from the stacking, from the billing, from the packaging, and from the delivery to the end customers. That the entire headache we will take care. Okay, of course we will charge for that, but we will take care. So what happened? I mean, my bandwidth is completely free, right, from the logistic activities. So the whatever bandwidth I'm getting free, I'm completely focused on my product. Okay, so that's how the 3PL business model really helps on the every vendors and every service providers. Okay, so every 3PL provide distinct solutions such as B2B order processing, B2C order processing, batch distributions, and other customized services. So the main advantage of 3PL fulfillment is that, you know, the companies to ship greater numbers of order will also allowing them to scale their business based on demand. Okay, and it's easy to analyze as well. Okay, so nowadays 3PL business model is working very fast, and it majorly holds on the all business. Okay, the online store does not have any boundaries to sell. You know, it can get the order from any part of the country. You know, like I say, like Amazon, I can take order from Kanyakumari, I can take order from Kashmir, I can take order from Gujarat, I can take order from Assam, anywhere, right? The entire pan India operation, if you are getting response for your goods, so of course obviously we'll prefer 3PL partner only, right? So that benefit that gives by 3PL service providers. Okay, and organizations cannot benefit if they sell small quantities or to multiple locations. The delivery cost would be very high. Like as I said, you know, when your volume is very less, the order per day, what we call nowadays OPD. So OPD is less, then of course that vendor will prefer the self-fulfillment model. But when my OPD goes very high, okay, so obviously I'll prefer 3PL fulfillment model. Okay, so that's the reason the 90% e-commerce companies turn to the third-party logistics provider to help. Okay, because almost every nowadays even Amazon also provide a 3PL services. They are also take help of the all the 3PL logistic partners like delivery, the all cargo, Mahindra Logistics. Okay, like this. So instead of managing companies' own warehouse, companies can store their stock a 3PL provider warehouse with the stock shipped directly from the manufacturer. And 3PL have been a secret ingredient to the exponential growth of many success. Because of course 3PL logistic partners, I mean, come on, just imagine, like, you know, being a Amazon or being a Flipkart. Like, even though Flipkart is also focused on my the portal, right, I cannot focus on my logistics. So what should I do? Like, I can go for any 3PL partner, like delivery, like e-com, all cargo, like any ship rockets, because they're the mastery in logistics, right? So that's how the things, and of course the services offered by 3PL companies, like, you know, like as we discussed, inventory management, logistics solutions, like, you know, the first mile to last mile delivery, the complete end-to-end solution, what is called, we called it FC, that is fulfillment center to last mile deliveries, warehouse management with the different solutions, ERP tools, okay, regular storage, cold storage, the freight forwarding, transportations, material handling, distributions, reverse logistics, shipping and receiving, customer service, and of course the financial solutions for freight forwarding such as letter of credit. Letter of credit, normally days it's used, but you know, it's very rare. But rest things, the inventory management and the overall store goods distributions, that can be taken care by the 3PL companies. Okay, so we can refer our flow chart as well. Okay, so as you can see, you can flow chart, you can clearly understood the overall ecosystem, how things work, you know. So this is the overall flow chart. Whereas the bulk inventory got in the order fulfillment company, then order fulfillment company merchandise, they make a catalog according to the as per the criteria. Then customer places the order, and customer at the end, they get their end deliveries. So that's how the customer enjoy the wow experience. Unless if you are having a proper 3PL solution model, a proper logistics model, then and then only the customer satisfaction, the customer happiness will get increased. Okay. So yes, there are typical 3PL fulfillment process that, you know, online businesses place bulk order with the manufacturers. 3PL receives inventory from the manufacturers and each product. So online business lists the product on their website, and when an order placed, the e-commerce sites, it is already manually forwarded to the 3PL, and 3PL deliver the things. Okay. So like as I said, it's 3PL is always a cost effective model. If I can give you the example, just imagine, like as I said, if let's take an example of any garment, okay, like a garment manufacturer want to establish his own warehouse, he has to put the all manpower, he has to put the all capex, all the infra. I mean, do you think the cost will be huge, right? And it unnecessarily create a liability in his accounts book. Okay, so to avoid, we prefer the asset light business model. Okay, and when it comes to asset light business model, then this 3PL fulfillment model works. Okay, now what is cost effective? Okay, so cost effective is nothing but, let's say, if your goods manufacturing cost and the margin, if you're adding, let's say, 100 rupees. Okay, so the logistic partner will charge you 120 rupees. Okay, so the whatever the 20 rupees, okay, you, we are happy, like, okay, I'm giving you 20 rupees, but instead of that, I'm giving the I'm getting the end-to-end solutions. Okay, so that's the advantage of the cost effectiveness. Okay, and of course the great coverage of locations also, because geographically my products are reaching to everything, and of course I don't have to take care about deliveries. The fastest delivery is the main motto and main goat of all the logistic partners. Okay, so delivery. So here what I can achieve is my cost effectiveness, my geographical reach. I mean, my product get the maximum geographical reach, and along with the fastest delivery. Okay, so do you think, like, you know, if you get a good geographical reach, good services, and a proper within the time, of course, the scalability will grow, right? So that clearly impacts integratedly in the scalability. So the scalability is also get increased, okay? So that's how customer satisfaction and obviously increase with the third partner. So these are the advantage of the main 3PL partners, you know, for they actually focus on the main core competency, which really helps them to feel, to deliver to the end deliveries, okay? So that's the access and expertise and experience what the 3PLs have, okay? And along with this, we have many, many 3PL companies, you know. I mean, according to the industry, this is Indian logistic market is estimated to reach almost 215 billion by 2022. But now it will reach effectively almost 280 billion by 2026. Okay, so this growth is fueled by sectors such as e-commerce, FMCG, manufacturing, and retail. But when it comes to e-commerce and FMCG and retail, that impacts a lot. They keep a more weightage compared to the manufacturing. Okay, so yeah, some of the top companies, like as I said, Delhivery, Bluecart, Ekart, Shadowfox, and the Mahindra Logistics Express B, some of new companies, I mean, All Cargo is the already established companies, but new startups are also coming in logistics, you know, because they understand the market, they know the, you know, volumetric growth will be there year on year. So yeah, that's the thing, you know. And so this is how we have understood the 3PL business model. Okay, now we will understand the drop shipping fulfillment model. Okay, so this is something, how can I say, like, you know, this is a different drop shipping fulfillment model. Okay, like why the word itself says the drop shipping means it depends on the individual transactions. Okay, so it's a kind of fulfillment model in which wholesaler or manufacturer send the product straight to your customers. Okay, now what happens is here, as I can say, there are some customers who don't want to prefer, who don't want to give the or 3PL charges, like as I said, you know, 100 rupees and 20 rupees more. They don't want to prefer, no, we will not give the 20 rupees more. We will do our own delivery, okay? I mean, let's say instead of 100 rupees, 100 rupees is my product cost. So they will give 5 rupees to Amazon. Okay, this 105 rupees, that's the cost of the platform. And once you place the order, any customer, any individual customer place the order, the same order placed by Amazon to that vendor, and vendor will deliver by themselves. Okay, so that's called the drop shipping fulfillment model. I hope you guys agreed on that, or do you want a repeat or something? So let me give you a simple concept. Okay, like till this point, we have realized, you know, we have studied that, you know, bulk material we are getting from 10 different vendors. Then we accumulate our that bulk inventory, and then we sell it to different individual last mile deliveries, right? But here I am using Amazon as just my platform for my product, just to sell my product. Okay, here that vendor, let's say a laptop vendor or a garment vendor or any home appliances vendor, what he's saying, let's say home appliances vendor, he has its 50 different SKUs, so he gives some charges to any online platform like Amazon, Flipkart. Like, this is the charges, and you just develop showcase my product, and whatever the end, when the end customer place the order, you have to place me, and then all the logistic part we will take care. Okay, so this is the overall drop shipping fulfillment model. Nowadays logistic companies, even the online platform, they don't prefer this fulfillment model, because rather than benefits, of course the benefit is only to the one party, that is the vendor, right? Not getting benefits to any social platform, any online platform, doesn't get any benefit to the logistics. So this is basically like if you proceed to any Amazon or Flipkart and says, okay, you just display my products and rest I'll take care. So Amazon will say, yeah, don't come to me, because that's clearly, they are not getting any advantage, they are not getting any cost savings in that. And on top of that, just imagine, Amazon has displayed the product, okay? And like, let's say if I select some any home appliance product, and I have placed the order, then Amazon will place the order to that particular vendor, and the vendor will deliver to me. Just imagine Amazon has done is or any online platform has done is best rule, but that vendor has not delivered me on the time. What do you think? Do I keep accountable to that vendor or that online platform? What was my experience? Of course, online. If I didn't get any service with the particularly related to that product, of course I'll hamper to that online platform. So who online? None of the any online platform will prefer such kind of things, because see, at the end, like as we discussed in our previous lectures also, the end satisfactions of customer is really, really important nowadays. You know, that's how the reputations of any e-commerce platform or any logistic companies build. So door shipping fulfillment model nowadays nobody preferred. Okay, so there are, rather than benefits, there are more into the limitations are there. Like, you can see, I can refer the flowchart as well, you know. So as I explained to you earlier, so they just add product to your online stores. Okay, customer visit your online store and order a product. So customer pays you for the product plus shipping. Like let's say if I'm selecting any product on Amazon, I am selecting 200 rupees. I am paying directly to the Amazon. Okay. Now when Amazon gets an order, any online platform gets an order, immediately duplicate order Amazon released to that supplier. Then supplier took the entire responsibility. I mean, as you can see, the fifth stage. Okay. See, from first to fourth, the Amazon is there. Amazon or any online platform is the face. Okay. Online platform doing their best job. But what happened if on a last stage, if the supplier didn't perform well? Of course, the online platform credibility is completely gone. So that's the real barrier. And personally, even I also don't prefer this kind of business model. So yes, door shipping fulfillment process, that's how the process is there. Okay. And of course, there are benefits are there. But again, as I said, benefits is only for one party, you know, minimum capital required, right? The only investment for the e-commerce business will be run the website, right? Adaptable inventory, and that is very costly, you know. So the minimum capital required only for the vendor part. Okay. So that's how the things. So disadvantages are more. Okay. Like as I said, less control over order fulfillment and lead times. Okay. So the manufacturer and suppliers are responsible for managing and shipping of the stocks. If they mess up, like as I said, if they mess up on the fifth stage, right, the e-business owner reputation suffer. I mean, that's the point where nowadays any e-commerce companies are not preferring to suffer their reputations just because of any third-party vendor. I mean, the vendor doing the logistics, okay? And of course, reliance on the other people's stocks because you don't have the bulk stock. So that's the main thing. And as I said, the less profit because there is no margin as an online platform. I didn't get anything. You know, rather than, I'm charging 20 rupees extra, you know, it's 100 rupees plus 20 rupees extra I'm charging for end-to-end solution, whereas I'm getting only 5 rupees, then what is the point, right? So these are the main disadvantage model and of course the poorest customer service, because let's say, just imagine if a product is defective, okay, the vendor has delivered the product defective. Just imagine how, as an online platform, how I can give a customer service. I have to take the feedback of that actual customer. Then I have to reach to that vendor. Okay, this is the thing. Then you send it around. So again, the reverse logistic, my cost on reverse logistic get increased. So that's the pure failure of door shipping fulfillment model. Okay. So to conclude this, to come out from this, many companies have come up with some of the hybrid fulfillment model. Like where I can do some hybrid things with the 3PL and this things model, door shipping model, where I can do some mid ground point I can achieve. Okay, so there are business may process certain order in house, such as the customs items. You know, so what happened is here. You know, hybrid fulfillment model in a simple language. Let's say I have 100 SKUs as a company. I have 100 SKUs. I can place my 80 SKUs, which is frequently ordered, okay, that has a regular consumption. That 80 orders, okay, as a vendor, that 80, let's say you are a vendor, okay, you have 100 SKUs, okay. Now, for that remaining 80 SKUs out of 100, 80 SKUs, you're getting response. I mean, the orders per day, the monthly volume are significant. You're happy. So you're happy to pay that extra 20 rupees. Let's say your SKU's average cost is 100 rupees. So you're happy to give 20 rupees add-on cost, right? To end-to-end solution that the logistic partner. But what about the remaining 20 items? The remaining 20 items, do you think like, you know, that is not, you're not getting orders, but that is still, it's piling up. You're paying for that also. So what you can do, right? You can do, what we can do is the 80 SKUs which is running frequently, that you are handed over to the 3PL business model, and the remaining 20 that you will do or your the door shipping fulfillment model, right? So this is the entire process. So here you can achieve the your profit as well, and you can maintain the good balance as well. Okay, So that's how the hybrid fulfillment models work. Okay, certain rules and regulations may also want for business to opt to hybrid model. Okay, but it clearly depends. There are some barriers for hybrid fulfillment models also. You know, normally in metro cities, this kind of hybrid fulfillment model works, but when it comes to tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 cities, it's very difficult to manage such kind of things. So these are the do's and don'ts for hybrid business model. Okay, now we'll come to the last mile fulfillment. So last mile fulfillment deliveries refers to the transportations of the goods from warehouse to distributors centers at the final destinations. This is typically the customer's doorstep. The last mile delivery, when it comes to end-to-end customer delivery, that is really supplying that the end consumers with the experience that they are looking for, you know. So the last mile delivery is mainly, industry experts estimate that the last mile delivery cost can be anywhere between 28% to 53% of the total shipping cost. Okay, because last mile will gives you, of course, companies are working the electrical vehicle, like as we have discussed, the sustainability business model that what we are working. So that is also, we are working on that. Okay, so yes, there are some challenges in last mile, like as I said, high cost. One of the most significant challenges is the last mile delivery, which is actually account for 53% overall delivery cost operations. I mean, the last mile person salary cost and everything that the fuel cost that creates the high cost for the things. Of course, the customer behavior, sometimes there may be an issue with the client does not supply accurate informations or inaccurate address. Similarly, they have the situation when there's no one is available to receive an order or the delivery is refused or returned. Of course, return might cost is also damaged and packaging products also. So solving the single item delivery issues, you know. So these are the challenges that last mile facing. Of course, the delivering the correct locations nowadays, location gets some impact. So these are the challenges in last mile delivery. Okay. Now, we will do a kind of case study. We'll understand the business model of fulfillment. Okay, of Amazon, how the Amazon work. So Amazon is a pioneer group in the online e-commerce industry. Like as you said, you know, Amazon founder, they starts from the bookshelves, and they, you know, then they slowly understand the logistic a better way. Okay, so whenever you will you do a e-commerce logistic study, the Amazon will be the first benchmark for any case studies, you know, because they are the pioneer. Okay. So yeah, fulfillment by Amazon is service offered by Amazon in India as the third-party seller to automate their order fulfillment and shipping services. The concept is the seller sale on Amazon site and Amazon ship. Okay, anyone enrolled on Amazon fulfillment by Amazon, that is called FBA. Okay, Amazon charges certain fees, like as I said, you know, the 100 rupees and the 20 rupees will be extra. Okay. So like you can see the full flow chart, you can clearly see that send product to Amazon, Amazon catalog and studied your products, then customer order to your product, then Amazon picks and packs, and Amazon ship your product. So this is purely is a fulfillment center model, right? The complete fulfillment center here. Sometimes Amazon, let's say now here, I'll give you the example. Amazon also caters some of them through or self-delivery and 3PL delivery. Let's say, I mean, tons of volumes get Amazon itself. So Amazon also do a 60-40% ratio. 60% Amazon will prefer that, okay, I'll deliver myself. And 40% volume I can give to my 3PL partners. That's the way I can handle the volumes, right? Like I said, service offered by Amazon is brilliant. 24/7 Amazon customer service. Right now, the AI chatbots are mainly affecting on the customer services. All fulfillment, shipping cost, including pick and pack, all the access of the world you are getting. So that's the many advantage in the Amazon FBA portal. Like, you know, effortless discounted shipping rates, returnable management, and of course the customer service management, the quick delivery, the more storage space. So this is the basic things that we have on this. Normally people preferring on this Amazon business model. Okay, but yes, like as I said, every coin has a two sides. So there are more cost involved for small sellers. Like, you know, like as I said, I've given you example, like 100 rupees plus 20 rupees I have to add. So some small players can't afford that cost. So that cost is the more for any small sellers, returnable and the product requirement. So these are the challenges that we are facing. But overall, things are really going well. I mean, even though a small supplier, a small vendor, they don't also prefer the, what you can say, they also prefer the things, okay, let's say I'm getting 20 rupees extra, but at the end, I'm also getting a volume. So they also don't prefer, okay, chalo, let's do it. Cost kya to bhi chalega, but I'm getting a good volume. My products are reaching to my customer. That's any manufacturer of any startup entrepreneur main objective is that. Right? So that's the thing. And that's how we have covered the things. Okay, I'm sure we have covered very, very detailed things. And I request you to have a visit of your any logistic industrial park. Talk to suppliers, talk to delivery partners, how, you know, whenever any door delivery guy came at your door, ask him, like, you know, how many orders you do per day, how many, what are you going to say, a percentage rupees you're getting per order, you know, that gives you the analytical skill that you'll understand, okay, this is the maths that all behind the entire logistics, okay. So understand the thing. Of course, theoretical and the definition voice study you're doing here. But main thing is you're understanding mathematics behind the logistics, and that you will get to know of your own self-willingness only. Okay. So yes, summary, we can do, like, you know, e-commerce retailers is the prime positions to earn market. And e-commerce giants such as Amazon, Flipkart, they bring the better service. Of course, like as I said, speed is the absolute key to get a proper customer feedback and the overall business gain. Okay, so that's how what we have learned, and I request you to, you know, don't depend on the theoretical and only on study material. Do your own research. You know, keep your curiosity rise. You know, when your curiosity rise, then and then only you'll understand this business model very easily. I mean, just imagine, like, you know, how, just think, like, you know, a door delivery guy when come at your door, how he's manage the things, how he can do the things. Just analyze, just ask the questions, you know, the real players, you know, they will give you the more clarity along with this study material. Okay, so thank you. Thanks. Yeah.